You watch and determine day from night. You linger past the moonlight's afterglow, well into the promenade looming behind a crested pounce of wave. Evenings are but intermediaries to you, and your centurion's cage is, at most times, evenly divided into quadrangular partitions of sky. You watch a hour half past six or a 5 months from now, wherein affixed the light stays as strikingly as ever remembered. Or if noncommittal, then your alternations harp accordingly, to where a number of factors elit the present face, to which, of course, your eye catches each fractured toil and fragmented stint. You are born, you are beneath, you are besides, and you've always been between. Yet it is here where you allow your form to follow form, and not in that some other time of year, where a flesh glistens by moonlight, dances its hypnotic tides across the serenity of its mystic shores. It isn't always fair, just, deserve, proper, adequate, moral, ethical, or right, yet you evaluate all things as if they are all cut from identical tapestries. It may not even be considered plausible to the well-magnified test of eye. You not only understand this, but appreciate it as well. You always seem to deliver us the current time of day. You notice and then proceed to oversee the 14 lights, and you remember that 12 of these originate a lake, one from a river, and the other is a long and winding stream. You hear a swift sound. It scurries quickly across the rocks. You hear the rasping quicken, but do not inquire upon its source. You are not curious, for you are fully aware. You know it is but a sound. You know rats abound this place as they nest their families near the grates of drains. You fear them not and understand them completely. You declare that they have been unjustly defined. Your posture alleviates apprehension. Your loving tone quells the fears that may have otherwise stirred within. You indicate that while they are truly a rambunctious lot, it is only that they are consumed by restlessness and are but solely happy to be invigorated by a life that does not ignite until only after darkness has fully blanketed the light of day. You bend over slightly as you do, your robe sways softly in the salty air. You reach down and return aligned. You are smiling as you hold the smallest of them. It fits within the palm of your hand. It is malnourished. You provide it the sustenance it needs. You take hold of me. Your grip is firm and strong. It is comforting to hold. You lead us down the break wall, taking us to its very point. You see my reluctance and whisper to my soul, "Follow me and you will not fall, for I love you as I love each and all." You disappear, yet I still feel your hand in mine. As the surf tickles heel to toe, you filled me with all I'll ever need to know.